I am a high school teacher in Maryland, and next semester I will be teaching some lessons about constitutional democracy. I want to do a unit on Taiwan. Hence, I am writing this first email to you for clarification. I will also send a copy of this letter to your office at the Department of State by registered mail. I spoke with some of my former students who are now attending the National Defense University in Washington, D.C. We compiled the following legal and historical facts about Taiwan. A March 14, 1949 CIA report entitled Probable Developments in Taiwan confirms that the Japanese surrender ceremonies of October 25, 1945 marked the beginning of the military occupation of Taiwan. Taiwan had been ceded by treaty to Japan in 1895. Japan later renounced its sovereignty over Taiwan in the U.S. Senate-ratified San Francisco Peace Treaty, SFPT, of April 28, 1952. Hence, before that date in late April 1952, Taiwan was, obviously, still under Japanese sovereignty. Resultantly, when the Republic of China moved its central government to occupied Taiwan in early December 1949, it was moving outside of Chinese national territory and immediately became a government in exile. The Senate-ratified SFPT did not award the territorial sovereignty of Taiwan to China or to any other country. However, United States military government, USMG jurisdiction over Taiwan, and the Ryukyu Island Group was confirmed. The USA was also verified as the principal occupying power. The Department of State, DOS, maintains a listing of independent states in the world. Taiwan is not included in that list. DOS officials continually say that the legal status of Taiwan is undetermined or unsettled. Based on the above listing of facts, would Secretary Pompeo please be kind enough to clarify for me the legal basis of the following actions by the Republic of China regime in Taiwan? 1. The announcement of Taiwan Retrocession Day on October 25, 1945, claiming that on that day, Taiwan had been annexed by China. 2. The mass naturalization of native Taiwan people as Republic of China citizens on January 12, 1946. 3. The promulgation of the Republic of China Constitution in Taiwan effective December 25, 1947. In occupied territory, according to my former students, these three actions are not only serious violations of international law, they are war crimes. Is Secretary Pompeo completely unaware of this? After the November 24, 2018 elections, on Twitter you praised the constitutional democracy in Taiwan. However, it seems to me that for a so-called constitutional democracy to be praiseworthy, it would need to meet certain criteria, including 1. Having a legal body of citizens who have 2. Organize their government under a legally established constitution, serving as the supreme law. 3. Inside a territory over which their government exercises sovereignty. However, as explained above, the Republic of China, ROC, on Taiwan does not meet these three criteria. If the military occupation of Taiwan began on October 25, 1945, with the surrender of Japanese troops Don't the continuing statements of DOS to the effect that Taiwan's legal status is undetermined or unsettled simply mean that Taiwan still remains under a legal condition of military occupation in the current day? If Senate-ratified treaties are part of the supreme law of the land, and if the SFPT specifies A, the USMG having jurisdiction over Taiwan, and B, the United States' role in Taiwan as the principal occupying power, then why isn't there a U.S. High Commission in Taiwan? Why aren't the local Taiwan people being allowed to organize their constitutional democracy under U.S. administrative authority? Don't the legal circumstances of the U.S. being the paramount authority and having the ROC continuing as the designated local administrator amount to the creation of an illegal situation of a proxy occupation? Today is January 4th, 2019. I look forward to your reply. Thank you. Sincerely.